In his weekly update, COVID-19 Task Force Deputy Coordinator Musipili Musipili said yesterday that Botswana did not record any deaths related to the pandemic this week.
Thus far, there's an estimated 188,000 recoveries, and the number of COVID-19 associated fatalities stand at 2,407, unchanged from the last reporting period. In terms of disease distribution across the country, the Gaborone area remains white, and it has been for a long time. The rest of the country in the north and in the west remains green, which is comforting.
But Musipili warned some cases could be reported late, as active cases remain high at 2,528.
In those days, there were 50 new recorded cases, but that does not mean that that's all the disease that is out there, because there are some cases that accumulate as a result of sometimes late reporting, which adds to the number of active cases.
The decline in reported cases coincides with Botswana ramping up its vaccination program. Of the estimated 1.6 million adult population, at least 21% are fully vaccinated. Musipili says more than 1 million people have at least received the first jab.
In terms of the vaccination program, there is an estimated 324,733 citizens and residents who have completed their vaccination, and another 744,518 that has received their first dose and are waiting to complete, which brings the total of about nearly a million people in this country who have received at least one jab or more of our COVID-19 vaccine.
Botswana lifted strict COVID-19 restrictions at the end of September and decided not to extend an 18-month state of emergency. President Mokgweetsi Masisi said the move was meant to open up the economy, which included unrestricted travel within the country and allowing night spots to operate. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.